program. Welcome to Coming Attractions on. Come on. It's still good. I am your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. Together, we are Co-SG. Before Tony Stark was Iron Man, before Rocket was a raccoon, David Dunn was the overseer. Is that what his character's called?
I don't remember that at all.
I don't know. I can't help you.
I mean, but up next, we're watching part one of M. Night Shyamalan's East Rail 177 trail. Is that what that's fucking called? Or is that just E doing it also?
I don't even know what movie we're talking about.
I think M. Night, he's got some weird stuff going on.
What movie are we talking about?
Come on, David Dunn. Come on.
Yeah, David Dunn.
Remember, sure, I've seen him. And when we were picking football teams for movies, remember?
Yes, yeah, you did. There's like water and it makes him weak.
Oh, this is Unbreakable or whatever it is, right? Like,
yeah.
I did not remember that's his name, but okay, because it's not
Bruce Willis.
It's not
there's
there.
That guy who's like, I really like your house.
Yeah.
And then he like comes in and kills that family. I think about that every time someone like knocks on my door.
You think it's going to happen?
No. I just, that part, that movie just clicked and it's like, I really like your house. Thankfully, nothing. Well, hey, I'm grateful a lot of people don't knock on my door. You guys never think about that? You're just like, oh, it's just somebody at my door. I'll go talk to them.
No, I've got doorbell cameras.
Yeah, I don't have
to. Yeah, well, so I don't
have to even open it. I can
talk
to them through my, I mean, you know.
And then if I don't like them, you press the button for the trap door pit to open.
Yeah.
You
know? The Mr. Burns pit.
The Sarlacc. That's not the Sarlacc. It'd be the
Rancor.
The creature under Java. Rancor. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, you could have a Sarlacc pit. I don't know how you caught one and put it under your house.
Yes, not as good.
That's pretty impressive, though. It is kind of like a flex in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Hey. All right, but this week we are watching Unbreakable. Ryan, when is the last time you watched Unbreakable?
It's been a little while, I'll be honest. I've watched other ones, but this one was on in my channel surf, but it's probably been like a decade when this used to be on like a lot that I'd catch it. And they'd bring it back every once in a while, like when the Split and stuff was coming out. You'd see it like come up, and I'd catch a little bit of it here and there. But as always, I had no idea the last time I watched it bell to bell. It's probably been about 10 years, probably.
Did you watch Split and
what was the
sequel? That
the sequel, I remember not being as
well. I haven't watched it yet. Our producer gave
really
me
just
a copy to watch.
I watched both, but I think I was really excited by Split, and I think the other one was just okay. It wasn't terrible, if I remember correctly. I'm having trouble even remembering what that one was called.
I can't remember.
Is that one just called? Was it just called Glass, or was it something else?
Glass. Yes, okay. Yes, Glass.
Okay. I will watch it. Maybe before we watch, or you know, in between this break, I'll watch Glass so I can finish the whole trilogy of whatever I just said it was called, the 1729
East Rail 177. Yeah. I mean, clearly everybody calls it that. It's what all the cool kids call it.
I mean, that's the train that
only could assume that is the actual train number.
What if it's the address of his like comic book shop? Right. And he's like East Rail comic book shop.
Or if it's like payment and it turns out to be the house of the family barbecue, you know, something like that.
Right. That's last week. We're going to get into that later.
Yeah. I understand. We can always bring up the trilogy. Or no, I'm sorry. The saga. I was
calling it
the trilogy. It's way more than a trilogy. The saga. Yeah.
Saga. Yeah. This is just a trilogy. It's just run of the mill. But I probably watched this. The last time I watched it was when Split was out.
Yeah.
And I watched Split. I was really into it. I was like, oh, M. Night is back. And then I forgot to watch Glass. But I'll get there. Rob, when was the last time you watched Unbreakable? 2000?
Yeah, come on. You don't know. You know I don't rewatch things. That's what this pod is for. So, I mean, yeah,
It's been at least 24 years. It could have been on in a room.
The little connection reveal in Split where you saw that these movies were connected. That is the one where they
I haven't seen Split or Glass.
Yeah.
That did. Oh, you haven't seen. Oh, sorry.
David Dunn is in.
No. I knew that happened.
My bad.
Spoiler alert. I knew that happened. Don't get me wrong. I know the credit thing or the end of the thing happens.
Also, if you're listening to this, sorry. Spoiler warning.
I mean, it's been like a decade since Split came out. How long is that? When did that movie come out?
That doesn't matter. I've gotten texts and stuff. Be like, hey, man, why are you ruining stuff?
Right.
Whoopsies. Yeah. All right. That's why. Yeah. It's an M. Night movie. Of course, it has twists. We all knew Bruce Willis was coming back. That's true. We did just also call it a trilogy. It's all good. What do you guys think Unbreakable? Did you guys liked it when you first watched it?
I did. I did like Unbreakable.
I mean, we all agree. We were all down with Unbreakable. And then he does Signs after this, right?
Oh, yes. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say I thought that was before, but it's not. This was
it's like, Signs, and then it's The Village.
So this was the direct follow-up to Sixth Sense, right? Wasn't this the second
big
one he put out? Yeah. Yeah. And then it was...
We were all really excited.
Yeah. And there's still some of his movies I have not seen. Lady in the Water, The Happening. I haven't seen Old was his. I haven't seen that yet.
I want to see Old. I've heard mixed things about Old.
I mean,
are you going to see the new one? Trap? Is that the one directed by his daughter that we saw a trailer for? There's also that one that he's a producer on, right? That we Josh saw. Yeah, oh, I watched
the trailer for that. Look interesting.
Okay. Is it like he can't like have sex for 40 days and 40 nights? Is that No. Okay.
I mean, maybe he's trapped in that movie and that's the only movie he could do.
Yeah. Sorry. He probably doesn't want me bringing that up either. So I should probably should.
Who? Josh Hartnett?
Yeah. Josh Hartnett. I mean, he probably doesn't want it either, but it is our back catalog. You can check it out, I guess. I wouldn't watch it, but you know.
I mean, don't watch the movie.
Right. Oh, The Watchers.
Oh, The Watchers. That one. That's what we watched when we went to see Dune.
Yeah, I think that trailer.
And I was kind of into it, and then I saw In My Name, and I was like, I don't know now.
Yeah, look interesting.
Oh, is that the one with the like two-way mirror in the forest?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just like
whatever.
They're watching you, and then it goes like the lights turn on, and it's just Reagan pressing his sack against the glass. Like,
how do you watch stuff?
That's what if you were trapped in that room without even seeing the movie, you just keep putting things against the glass and they'd eventually stop watching. They're like, we can't take this.
What if I'm trying to communicate with them like I'm in Arrival?
Yeah. Instead of shooting out black goo, you're like pressing your bat wing against the wall. Yeah.
Wait, so I gotta flatten it out? Or I guess if I'm pressing it, I didn't know if I had to pull it, you know, tight like a tiger and then press it.
I mean, whatever you want, whatever works for you to keep the scary things away. If it works, it works. It's like that episode of Curb, if you saw it from this season, where the loose pants with the no underwear. You didn't see that one?
Oh, I did. Yes. Where, I was like, I don't remember him taking his dick out one time.
We can't. We got to keep talking now. Like, what else do you want to talk about?
I mean, I did just finish.
It's all going to end up on the cutting room floor anyway, so we can just keep talking about whatever.
Yeah, so let's break down Discovery right here, right now. Let's go. All right, we're going to go to a quick little break. Actually, no. Unbreakable. It's online. Let's go watch this movie. Let's go watch this trailer. End of line.
In a world where comic book supermen can fly and move mountains, one director will create a cinematic universe where the heroes are real and their powers and weaknesses are real. Powers such as being pretty smart and being pretty strong. And their kryptonite is stairs and water. Believe in the unbelievable in M. Night Shyamalan's Unbreakable.